and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market. You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it remains nice and quiet on 66 from the Plains, heading through Manassas up toward the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, no troubles. 270, good. Everyone up at speed around the Beltway, Virginia and Maryland. Watch on the exit ramp, Interstate 95, Maryland commuters, as you head toward that exit that takes you onto the outer loop toward New Hampshire Avenue. At the end of that exit ramp, had an incident. So under police direction there, or the police are at the scene. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie looks good. And inside the Beltway, boy, great run here. 295 Southeast Southwest Freeway. If you're heading in that direction without any problems, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in some sunshine for the afternoon after a gray start to our Tuesday. We hit the mid to upper 30s. Tonight the clouds build in. Scattered flurries are possible, low 25. Scattered flurries early tomorrow. Otherwise partly sunny, high 30 degrees. Upper teens Wednesday night. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Herndon, 25 in Damascus, 30 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. One of the stars of the Sound of Music has died. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, Merry Christmas. Joining us in about 40 minutes is Trevor Maddich. He's WMAL's Redskins analyst, and we'll recap that Redskins Christmas Eve victory. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. Joining us right now is the host of the Rick Edelman Show right here on WMAL. He's also the best-selling author of The Truth About Your Future. Rick Edelman, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you both, Mary. How are you?
Doing great, because you know what? The stock market's doing well. I know Mike McKay here. Every time we talk about the stock market, he pumps his fist. He's like, yeah! He's so happy. He's making money. But let me ask you, what goes up must come down. Do you see any warning signs in the new year?
Not at the moment. The economy is doing very, very well. Corporate profits are very strong. The Fortune 500 is sitting on a couple of trillion dollars of cash. The new tax law is going to bring another couple of trillion back into the country. Unemployment is at a record low. Inflation remains low. Housing prices are strong. Everything is looking really good right now, which is why the stock market is performing so well.
Yeah, and the tax bill, I mean, what, they're predicting, Rick, right, that it may jump the economy up to three to four percent growth rate.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a couple of decades. It's been the 1980s since we've seen that level of annual growth, and there is optimism that the new tax law is going to help perpetuate what we've got going on. That remains to be seen, of course, but there's a lot of optimism in the economic marketplace these days.
All right, so if I'm listening to this, and maybe I've never really been in the stock market, bit. I said, wow, all these people are making so much money. Is this a bad time to jump in, though?
It depends on your perspective, and you're right. There are about half of Americans do not own any stock investments. They don't have any stock mutual funds. They're not participating in the stock funds in their 401k at work or their thrift savings plan in the C fund. They're sitting on the sidelines and watching this going on, and they're asking that very question, Mary, should I get in? And here's the answer. If your perspective is long-term, meaning 10 years or more, then yes, you should invest some, not all, but some of your money in the stock market. And the reason I say 10 years or more is that other than the Great Depression, we've never had a 10-year period where stock prices ended a 10-year interval lower than when they began. So if you have a long-term outlook with a high degree of confidence, you can go ahead and invest. But if you're planning to invest for only a year or two, anything can happen, and who knows what might occur. And so we recommend to our clients, don't invest unless you plan to invest for the long term.
All right. Now, why is it that number that you said 50% of people don't invest in the stock market, especially if you have the option of a 401k with your business, with work? Why wouldn't you invest?
It's predominantly fear. Ownership of stocks in this country is at a 20-year low. We haven't seen this few Americans since 08, and that's the cause. So many people lost so much money so quickly in the 2008 credit crisis that it literally scared them out of the water. It's like watching the movie Jaws, and they are swore never to get back in. And so they are frozen in time. They sold after the market fell 65%, and they saw their horrific losses. They got out, and they sat there ever since. And even though the stock market has quadrupled since then, they have not enjoyed the recovery. So their fear is a result of lack of education, a lack of knowledge. People don't understand that occasional declines in the market are routine. It's not a reason to get out, not a reason to stay out. It's like a traffic light on a road. You just sit and wait for it to turn green again and resume your journey.
So all those folks who sold, if they had stayed in the market until now, they would be reaping quite a reward, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely right. If you had stayed in, your money today would be twice as high compared to the high of 2007. So had you done nothing, you'd be twice as wealthy today. Instead, they're half as wealthy because they sold at the low out of panic and fear. And unfortunately, human emotion is what does in most people.
Yeah, and you have to be cold when you deal with money. You can't have an emotional attachment to money, because when you have an emotional attachment, a lot of times you do like things like, buy a stock because I love this product, I'm going to buy that stock. Well, the company may not be well run, so you can't have emotion involved in it. What about gold and silver? You see a lot of ads all over television for buy gold or buy silver. Good investments, number one. Number two, which is better, gold or silver?
Well, those commercials are largely a scam. It makes absolutely no sense to succumb to a sales pitch you hear on a late-night infomercial. Instead, you need to recognize that if their promises were so accurate, why would they be selling the gold to you? Why wouldn't they be hoarding it for themselves? Clearly, they make more money in commissions selling you the gold and silver than you're going to earn owning it. So you need to dismiss all that nonsense. Gold and silver belong in the portfolio. Precious metals, as well as minerals like zinc and copper, they belong in the portfolio as part of a diversification. We typically recommend 5% or less for our clients. You don't need a lot of it. Don't think you're going to get rich quick. And ignore the myth that when stocks go down, gold goes up. That is a myth. That is not true. And that's the argument people use for buying gold and silver. So rather than choosing between them, diversification says you should own gold and silver and platinum, as well as diamonds and copper and zinc, and you should own all of it. The more different assets you own, the less risky your portfolio.
Rick, I see the early reports of the Christmas shopping spree that we all go on indicate that retailers may have had the best year since 2011. I take it that's probably another good sign for the economy and consumer confidence?
Yes, very much so. With so many Americans working and wages finally beginning to rise, wise, Americans are feeling really good about their economic situation and willing to spend more. We also had an extra weekend of Christmas shopping this year because Christmas was Monday, yesterday, rather than Friday. So it gave retailers an extra weekend to generate sales, and they surely needed that shot in the arm because online shopping is, for the first time ever, exceeding brick-and-mortar retail shopping. So it was great news for that sector, great news for the economy overall, and you're right, it demonstrates renewed consumer confidence, further evidence of the strength of this economy.
Let's talk about this tax bill and how it's going to affect people in the coming year, hoping to see more money in our paychecks as early as February, which would be fantastic. But for people who live in high tax states where you can only deduct up to $10,000 in your SALT taxes, do you think that people should be paying property taxes this year for next year? Pay them in advance. Is it worth it?
It might be. You should talk with your tax advisor before Friday, because that's when the deadline is with the end of the year. It very well may be worthwhile. Now, only in states where it's allowed, so you need to check to see if it's valid where you live, and if so, is it worthwhile to prepay the tax December 31 as opposed to January 2? And that's assuming you have the cash flow. Do you have the ready cash on hand to be able to pay the bill? And for a lot of folks, the size of their property taxes and local taxes are not significant enough to bother doing this. So will a lot of people doing it? I think in New York and California more so than Virginia and Maryland.
Okay. All right. So talk to your financial advisor, because I think for some people it absolutely is worth it. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, if it's worth it for me, I'm going to I'll make the sacrifice and get that money out and maybe use the money as time goes on in the new year and build that money back up. I think it may very well be worth it. Less money to the government. I'm a big fan of that. Rick Edelman, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It is 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, and if folks are heading out and about right now, really not too much to worry about. I'm not seeing any backups on the Beltway, 66, 395, 270. That looks good. Heading to the airport, GW Parkway, Dulles Toll Road, and the BW Parkway. That up checks out fine. Now, crews are still working an incident in the Thornburg area of Interstate 95, so if your travel will take you that direction, or if you're waiting for somebody to come into town. Northbound 95 at 606 in Thornburg. You're still being detoured over to Route 1 as they do the accident investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, early clouds could give way to some sunshine in the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered flurries are possible, a low of 25. Tomorrow, scattered flurries to start your day, otherwise partly sunny with highs again in the 30s. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 30 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
Vince Colonnais here. If you believe there are no guarantees in life, well, you haven't met Frank Prindle. If it's time to buy or sell your home, take my advice and contact Frank today. For a guarantee you can trust, itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Joining me today, guest hosting with me, is Hans von Spakovsky. And you know Hans, he's been here on the show, friend of the show. I've had the pleasure of guest hosting with him before. He's a very good baker. But you also have a very interesting family background and a family history. Why don't you share that?
Well, Christmas is very special to us. My father was Russian, and he was actually a white Russian army officer. He fought in the Russian Revolution against the Bolsheviks and the communists. And towards the end of the war, when the whites were losing, he was up in Arkhangelsk, which is up in the very northern part of Russia. And the way he got out of Russia was right before the army unit he was with was going to surrender to the communists. He decided to get out. He was afraid he would be shot, which is what the communists did to officers. And he and a group of other men and one woman snuck through the Russian Red Army lines and cross-country skied all the way to Finland, several hundred miles. In the middle of winter, and actually they spent Christmas deep in the Russian woods in the snow before they made it to Finland and out.
How long did it take them to ski, cross-country ski, 700 miles?
Well, it was a couple of weeks that it took them to get to Finland, and they were dodging Bolshevik patrols a lot of the way.
Wow, it's just an amazing story. Your dad, you said, was in his early 20s.
Yeah, he had left the university to go into the army, and when he left Russia, he never saw his mother or father again.
Wow, what a commitment! And I just think of the 20-somethings that I know now. I look at myself, you know, when I was in college, to pick up and leave and have that kind of commitment to fight for something like that is, I wasn't in that position, so I don't know what I would do in that position, because it's hard to say. It's very easy to armchair quarterback and go, sure, I would do that. I'm not a big fan of cold weather. That's number one. Number two, and I don't say this in jest, but think of the clothing they had back then. They didn't have the technical gear that we have now. Like when we go skiing, I can literally wear one long underwear. It's right. Technically long underwear, but it's the new technology, so it's not thick and bulky anymore. And it really does keep you warm. Just that with my coat. And the technology we have now with fabrics just can keep you warm. Back then, they didn't have that.
No, they had wool and fur to keep them warm. But, you know, my father had... he knew how to ski and he knew how to hunt because we were talking about this earlier. You know, everyone knows the biathlon in the Olympics, which is a sport where you cross-country ski and then shoot at targets. My father went hunting when he was a teenager, and that's how they did it in the wintertime.
So they were hunting for their food. They probably couldn't carry a lot. It was whatever was on your back. So you had to sleep in the snow. They had to do these things. And also at the same time, so I would guess, you know, make a fire to cook your food, but not have the fire not be seen by the Bolshevik patrols that were going by, because I'm sure there were a lot of people who were trying to get out before communism, that Iron Curtain fell totally. So probably a lot of people who were in their same shoes. And if you got caught, I'm sure that was a death sentence. So it was an incredibly brave thing to do. So where did they go?
They ended up in Finland, and the Finns interned them for a while. Although, like I said, my father, he said the Finns were really friendly to them. The internment camps were very nice. They had saunas for the people
in
them.
Their internment camps.
And then from Finland, he eventually ended up in Yugoslavia, where he went back to school. Went back to the university and finished his degrees.
Gotta wonder, why didn't he stay? Did you ever ask him why he didn't stay in Finland? Why go to Yugoslavia from there?
No, you know, I didn't really ask him about that. But part of the thing is a lot of Russian exiles, a lot of the Russians who fled, many of them ended up in France because many of them grew up speaking French. And there were a large number of Russians who ended up in Yugoslavia.
Because, I mean, it's not that far. I mean, it's geographically. What was Yugoslavia, Slovenia, Herzegovina, you know, Bosnia, right. All that, are geographically quite close. So it's not a stretch where you could see a lot of them going there, just like Finland is right there as well, depending on what part of Russia you're talking about being near. Very interesting. And then how did your dad wind up in the States?
Well, he ended up settling and living in Yugoslavia, but folks remember in 1946, the communists took over Yugoslavia under Tito, and Tito started arresting anyone he thought would be up against him. My father literally received a phone call at home one day, that's a friend calling him saying, your name's on a list, you'd better get out. He packed a bag, walked out his front door, and left.
Wow, what an incredible story. Just people need to be so grateful. And you know what? You need to tell your kids these stories. The further they get away from the generation that immigrated into this country, I think the less they know how lucky they are. 822 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Enjoying the trip around the entire region. Boy, nice and quiet. If you are heading out and about 66, both inside and outside of the Beltway, you check out fine, as does the Greenway, Toll Road. No incidents from Fairfax Police. Prince George's County looks good around the Beltway. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Good. Now, we did have an incident. Oh, much better, actually. 95 southbound, that ramp that takes you onto the outer loop. Incident out of the travel lanes. We had a brief delay, but that's already dissipated. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The early clouds will give way to some sunshine for the afternoon. Headed up to the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, increasing clouds. Scattered flurries are possible. Overnight, low 25. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 30 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL. All right, Hans, tell us what happened quite a few years ago.
Well, you know,
on this date or on yesterday.
Well, we should remember that we're all enjoying our Christmas, but 73 years ago, during the Battle of the Bulge, there were Americans fighting deep in the snow in the Ardennes Forest. You know, the Germans launched a counterattack, and the U.S. Army engaged in one of the fiercest battles it has ever in its entire history. 100,000 American casualties, I think 19,000 dead, but the Americans fought back and defeated the Germans and sent them back. But we should all remember that weeks in the snow over Christmas that those American troops were.
And there's another... First of all, that right there, we forget. Again, we're talking a lot about, you know, forgetting and telling the stories and passing our history on. That is something that needs to be known. When your kids knowing history, I think, helps put things into perspective for them.
And we should mention, right, Victoria, our producer's father, fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Right?
Grandfather. Great-grandfather. Great. Just put the microphone on instead of whispering to me what the heck you're trying to say.
My great-uncle.
Great-uncle. Yeah, I've met her dad. I'm pretty sure it wasn't her dad. If it was her dad, I want to know who his plastic surgeon is, because because he looks fabulous if that was your dad. Also, don't forget, during the First World War was the infamous Christmas truce. Between the Germans and the British. And they decided that we're not going to fight. Let's play soccer and let's sing Christmas carols. And they met in no man's land between the two sides. And it went on for weeks. It went well into the new year. until their commander said, stop this, and start fighting again. Thank you for sharing that, Hans. Appreciate it. 828 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Coming up on WMAL, Trevor Maddich joins us to recap that Redskins Christmas Eve victory. Yeah. 8:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Police in Prince George's County this morning are investigating an early morning fatal shooting in Chilham, where someone in a home shot and killed a man who was outside that home. Prince George's County Police Corporal Tyler Hunter.
We are trying to determine if there was any relationship. There was several witnesses inside of the home, which we're speaking to and trying to put all the pieces together.
It all happened around 2:15 this morning in the neighborhood on Sligo Parkway. The Montgomery County Council is set to hold a special session today to pass a bill to let homeowners prepay their 2018 property taxes, now that the federal tax reform bill will sharply limit the deductibility of state and local taxes. Council President Hans Reimer says this could be challenging.
Maryland law does not allow the county to just accept prepayments the way that other states or localities may be allowed to just accept them.
President Trump is predicting that Congress will come up with what he calls a great new health care plan now that a key component of Obamacare has been effectively eliminated. The tax cut bill drops the individual mandate, and the president, tweeting this morning, says that, quote, essentially repeals over time Obamacare. Are you returning a Christmas gift or two today? Phil Zipperman heads the Office of Consumer Protection in the D.C. Attorney General's office. He says it could be a long day for you.
If it's a bigger store, you have to be prepared for long lines, and it can be frustrating and difficult. The first thing I'd do is I would always call and make sure that the store will, in fact, take back the return of your good. And then, you know, if you can plan around either a longer wait or maybe go earlier in the day.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,754, the Nasdaq at 69.60. Sports sponsored by Leidos. John Wall and the Wizards outduel Kyrie Irving and the Celtics. NFL, the Eagles win, the Steelers win. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It pays to know smart people. Do you know an innovative IT professional who wants to make the world healthier, safer, and more efficient? Visit Leidos.com/refer and send in their resume. If they get the job, you get $2,000. That's Leidos.com/refer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-919-5669. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-919-5669. That's 1-800-919-5669. 1-800-919-5669.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to respond to more constituents with more workers in more places at once. So it turned to CDWG. CDWG orchestrated a mobility strategy featuring Dell Latitude notebooks that kept their people moving and their data safe. Mobility by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Ready to make a real difference in 2018? A degree in cybersecurity, digital forensics, or networking and telecommunications could help you secure your future as you help secure the world. Stratford University is now enrolling for 2018. Classes start January 8th with career-focused IT degree programs to fit your busy schedule on campus and online. Let Stratford's experienced IT faculty share their industry knowledge and practical solutions to help you succeed in one of today's most sought after fields. With accelerated classes and year-round program starts to help you earn your degree faster. Register today at stratford.edu/2018. That's stratford.edu/2018, where you'll also find details on Stratford's limited time $15,000 IT scholarship competition to help you achieve your degree goals. Get complete information now at stratford.edu/2018. Stratford University, changing lives, one student at a time.
This is Vince Colonnais. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. And they asked me, would you like to borrow the ATS for a couple days? And I was like, yeah, you should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode and felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really a hard sell. Trust me, these cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're in great shape around the area. Around the Capitol Beltway still remains delay free. We did have a problem, Virginia commuters in the Thornburg area. It's now been resolved, so all lanes have been reopened on 95 north near 606. Still a little bit of volume each direction on Route 1 for the bailout traffic, but again, nothing remains blocked on the interstate. They've resolved that. Between Fredericksburg and the Beltway, both directions wide open. 270. Good trip as well between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Only going up to the mid to upper 30s today. We will see some sunshine for the afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight. Scattered flurries are possible. Low 25. Tomorrow, scattered flurries early. Otherwise, partly sunny. High 30. Upper teens for the low Wednesday night. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Haymarket, 24 and only 30 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Praise.
All right, that music can mean one thing and one thing only. You know what that song means? That means that you're going to be singing that for the rest of the day. That song will be in your head for the rest of the day. I wander around here sometimes just humming, and all I know are those words. Hail to the Redskins, hail victory. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky and Rick, listen to me. Trevor Maddich will be joining us. We had him and he's gone, but we're going to get him back. Victoria's working on getting him back, and then we will talk to Trevor Maddich because the Redskins won against the Broncos. Yay, 27-11. They played on New Year, Christmas Eve. They had a Christmas Eve win, which was a lovely Christmas present for Santa to bring them. And I knew he'd be back. Here's Trevor Maddich. Trevich, listen to me. Dear Lord. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. You must love it when people say Merry Christmas.
It actually does kind of drive me crazy a little bit because I have had people ask me, how do you spell Mary? Because they'll spell it M-E-R-R-Y. I'm like, no, that's Mary. There's a difference. There's Mary, and Mary, but they can't. So how do you spell that?
They could say the word twice, and the first would be a modifier to the actual name.
That's true.
You're happy that day.
Look at you throwing your grammar skills around there, Trevor.
Hey, fun with homonyms.
Now, that's because I assume you're in a phenomenal mood because we've got yet another win for the Redskins.
Yay. It looked like they were going to tank it a few weeks ago when they went out to California and got blistered by the Chargers. But I tell you, the last 2 weeks, they have played with the same kind of energy and urgency that they would have if this were actually a playoff run, and they're out of the playoffs mathematically. But to watch them play the last 2 weeks, they certainly don't look like they're out of the playoffs. And to actually do so well against the Denver defense, that's ranked number one in the National Football League. I mean, this is a team that still is coming to play.
Yeah, 27-11. I mean, that's really impressive. And I mean, Kirk Cousins had a really good day, right? Was it three touchdown passes?
Three touchdown passes, Hunter. It should have been four because one of his receivers, I don't want to say his name, but his initials are Josh Doxson, dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone. He's got to get a little bit of that Odell Beckham gloves so he doesn't do that so much. But Cousins, again, had nothing going on to support him, really. Three backup offensive linemen played in this game, as they have been, by the way, all for the second half of the season, basically. That offensive line has been really banged up. He was down to one of his running backs was Capri Bibbs, who they signed 2 weeks ago, for goodness sake. He doesn't even know his teammates' names, much less the playbook. And his receivers, once again, are a work in progress, to say, you know, to be kind. His best receiving tight end, Jordan Reed, is still out. And Cousins is the glue that has held together a whole bunch of sawdust over the second half of the season. And he was fantastic.
Now, they have one more game?
The last home game was yesterday. Yesterday was Christmas Day. It was the 24th, Christmas Eve, that Denver game. And then their last game of the season is at the Giants this weekend.
All right, which is to Giants. That sounds good. Sounds like they could pull this one off, too.
Yeah, the Giants are struggling, but the Giants historically are rough on the Redskins. So it matters to the Redskins, though, because they have a chance to finish with a non-losing season. In other words, 8-8, 500, but it's not a losing season for the third consecutive year. And the last Redskins coach to do that was Joe Gibbs in his first installment. And so actually Jay Gruden has a chance to finish with a non-losing season three times in a row for the first time since Joe Gibbs back in the heyday.
And there, you know, what amazed me, Trevor, about this was, look, it was a great game, and the Redskins did terrific, but I was amazed that they had, on Christmas Eve, 80,000 people at a football game.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty. Now, some of them were disguised as empty seats, but it's hard to tell sometimes with the camera angles and stuff like that. I'll tell you, the people that were there had a great time. I mean, they had a great time. They were rocking. There were a bunch of Denver fans there, too. And the Redskins fans were able to taunt them. And really, this was their third consecutive home win, I think. So the Redskins have really turned around what's been a bad trend of not doing that well in front of their home crowd. And they really validated the fans that actually took the time and the effort and spent the money to show up and support them. And it's another thing I respect about this team.
Now, Kirk Cousins in this piece in the Washington Post is quoted as saying, "I want this brand, this organization, to be associated with winning. And when people around the league and our fans support this league, think about this organization, I want them to think of winners. I know 8-8 isn't 13-3, but it also isn't 7-9. It sounds like Kirk Cousins wants to stay.
I think there are a lot of reasons Kirk Cousins should stay. His offensive line, when it's healthy, is one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. He knows the system. He works well with Coach Jay Gruden. He thrives in this kind of a rhythm passing system. There are a lot of reasons why it would be good for him to stay. But at the same time, that quote, I think people are trying to pick apart and read between the lines. And the fact that we have to read between the lines so much means that we still just really don't know. because he's had the opportunity to sign long-term here, and he hasn't done it. He hasn't been satisfied with the offers, but still, there are some things that he could have done to maybe push that a little bit farther. And so I think what he said once he signed this year's franchise tag was very interesting to me. He said that the Redskins are still evaluating him, but that he is also evaluating them. So it'll be interesting to see in actually, hard concrete words from him and not cryptic things, what he thinks about his evaluation process of where he thinks the Redskins are going. That's the big unknown right now because he won't talk about it explicitly. But that quote gives fans hope that he does hope to stay.
And lastly, in about the 30 seconds we have left, what about Gruden? Is he staying? There's some rumors that he, may be leaving.
Yeah, after that Chargers game, it seemed like the team had an opportunity to roll over and just play out the string with their bags packed on him. But he's gotten this team to play at a high level, even though they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. That's part the team. It's part their character. But it's part Jay Gruden as well, and I think they should keep him. I think he's done his best coaching job this year through all the injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Trevor Maddich, or as I called you earlier, Trevich. We'll just call you Trevich. Like Bennifer, you'll be Trevich.
I'll be Trevich. Yeah, there you go. And you are Mary.
Aw, thank you. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you in the New Year.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Hans.
Yeah, bye-bye.
844 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
For the families of our wounded heroes, there's nothing quite like being there.
I got here through the Fisher House Foundation.
We provide a home away from home.
They told me that we were going to have a place to stay and that we were going to be able to be flown out here.
So that they can support their loved one who is experiencing a personal medical crisis.
That was like the biggest relief.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com. Keyword Fisher House.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
It's 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's so pleasant around the region, nice and quiet, 270 if you're heading out and about anytime soon between Frederick and the Beltway, enjoying the ride there. 50 through Annapolis and Bowie over at the Bay Bridge. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, A-OK. I'm not seeing any delays. And heading into town, same story over our Anacostia crossings, 14th Street Bridge and the freeway good each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Only going up to the mid to upper 30s today, we will see some sunshine for the afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, scattered flurries are possible, low 25. Tomorrow, scattered flurries early, otherwise partly sunny, high 30. Upper teens for the low Wednesday night. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're stuck. It's still 30 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL. Well, Hans, did you know that the Apple iPhone X, which is 10, is racist?
Yeah, I heard that.
It is racist. So, listening right now, some of you are going, well, Mary, how could that possibly be racist? Tell me about it. Well, hold on. I'll tell you how it's racist. In China, a man from Shanghai bought his wife the new iPhone X right after it was released. And so she had the facial recognition on it. Well, she found out her teenage son could unlock her phone by looking at it. Which, it's not her face. How could her son open her phone just by looking at it? So the husband called the Apple's customer service hotline to report the problem. And they didn't know the son was using the phone at all because he didn't have the password. So he was told by Apple it was an isolated case and it was due to the fact that his wife and his son looked very similar. So they reportedly launched an investigation into the claims. Well, Asia One last week reported that a woman, this is not the first case of this in China, a woman from another part of China discovered that her colleague was able to unlock her phone by using Face ID. Her colleague could pick up her phone, look at it, and unlock the Apple phone. So she, when she first called Apple's hotline to complain, she was told that this is impossible. So the two of them went to the store, the Apple store, to prove what had happened. And he could look, or she could look at her phone, this other woman's phone, the colleague's phone, and unlock it. To prove their point, they went around and they could unlock every Apple phone in the store with facial recognition.
That's amazing.
So they're saying that the phone is racist because it cannot distinguish between Chinese faces.
I know, but saying it's racist is foolish. Obviously, it's a technological defect in the programming that they hopefully can fix. But the idea that they would somehow intentionally program something racist in their phones. I mean, that's the kind of absurd claims we get these days.
Well, of course. I mean, no one intentionally programmed it, but you're 100% right. There is no end to the lunacy from the left. And so claiming, well, that's racist in an inanimate object, that's racist.
Right.
Just like, you know, there's a ton of things. Say a statue, that's racist. No, it's a statue. The statue inherently is not racist. So Apple claims that the ability to unlock someone else's phone using facial recognition is one in a million. But there are some caveats. They're still claiming that if you have a twin or a sibling who looks very similar to you, the probability of a false match is much higher. They also say it is higher for children under the age of 13 because their distinct facial features have not fully developed yet. They're not touching the whole everybody in China can open up everybody else's cell phone thing yet. And you're right. It's a glitch in the software, obviously, when it comes down to this. But I think it's hilarious that they went to the store, the Apple store. And to prove a point, the two of them walked around the store and just unlocked all the phones. Do you have that tech? I have a Droid, so I don't have the
Apple. In fact, I've heard people tell me that they think the facial recognition software, it's inconsistent in the way it works, and like people I know who have gotten it have then discarded it because they don't like it.
Well, they don't like it because they don't think it works?
Yeah, because they don't think it works. They think it's inconsistent in the way it like sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. So they just the folks I've known that have gotten it, many of them have then said, I don't want to use this.
See, I don't like it because I don't like them having, like, facial recognition to me, they're storing too much of my information.
Right.
I don't like them having, and I don't have an Apple, so it doesn't matter. I don't have an iPhone. But I just don't like them having that ability. I don't know. They're just taking too much. I'm becoming a Luddite. I'm going to move to a shack in the middle of the woods and go totally off the grid. Listen, I want to thank you so much for joining us, Hans. It's been a pleasure having you with me this morning.
Well, thanks. I'll be here tomorrow, so the best is yet to come.
I was just going to say thank you so much for joining me again tomorrow. We appreciate it. It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Keep your eyes on the prize, not the pizza. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new study finds that even when people are hard at work, pictures of cookies, pizza, and ice cream can distract them. Researchers at Johns Hopkins gave people a complicated computer task to do, then asked them to answer questions as quickly as possible. As they worked, pictures flashed in the corner of the screen for just 125 milliseconds, too quick for people to fully realize what they saw. The pictures were a mix of high-fat, high-calorie foods, healthy foods, and non-food objects. In the end, all the pictures distracted people from the task, but things like donuts, potato chips, and candy were about twice as distracting. The healthy food pictures, in case you're curious, things like carrots, apples, and salads, were no more distracting to people than non-food items, like bicycles, lava lamps, and footballs. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation. If you're planning on selling your home, call my friends and trusted realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee the sale of your home, or they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. They're confident that they'll sell your home because they already have over 5,500 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more on average. That's $30,000 more dollars on average. It all adds up to results. The Reynolds team sold over 400 homes over the past 12 months, to the point guaranteed sold, ready buyers netting more dollars on average and selling your home faster. It's why hundreds of families chose the Reynolds team to sell their home and why you should too. You get the point. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you. But mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same. Boy, it has been pleasant this morning out on the roads. No problems, and it continues to be the same. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. If you're hitting 66 anytime soon, both inside and outside the Beltway, quiet. North on 95, Virginia, Thornburg area, the longstanding crash, 606 gone. Traffic no longer detoured there. Maryland 95, wide open, heading down through to the Beltway. Update is now sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The early clouds will give way to some sunshine for the afternoon. Headed up to the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, increasing clouds. Scattered flurries are possible. Overnight, low 25. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 30 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Now's the time to track down the best deals at Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Hurry in and save up to 50% on a huge selection of footwear from national brands like Ariat, Timberland, Danner, and more. Get 50% off select Cabela's logo tees and caps for the family. And take 30% off select Cabela's rods, reels, combos, and tackle storage. Don't miss your chance to save big during Cabela's after Christmas clearance. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Hi, It's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise. And WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala is this Sunday at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it because it's just days away, so you've got to book your party package now before it's too late.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and a whole lot more.
So purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
All right, coming up on WMAL tomorrow, well, Hans von Spakovsky will be with me again, and I would like it noted that I did not screw up your name once today.
You didn't. That's right. You did a good job.
I've been practicing. And also, tomorrow, we'll finally get an answer as to who gets the seat in the Virginia House of Delegates race. So we'll have all of that. It is now 9 o'clock, and WMAL News coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Three people have been killed in an early morning crash in La Plata. The single vehicle accident killed the 28-year-old driver and his two passengers. The Charles County Sheriff's Office says the crash occurred early this morning when the driver, Eric Lamont Moss of La Plata, swerved off the road and slammed into a tree. The car then caught fire. Investigators are still trying to identify those two passengers. A man was shot to death early this morning in Chilham. It happened around 2:15 this morning in a neighborhood on Sligo Parkway, says Prince George's County Police Corporal Tyler Hunter. He told NBC4.
At this early stage, our detectives believe that a resident inside of a home shot and killed a man who was outside of the home. We're still working through all the details to try to determine what led up to this shooting.
The shooting victim's name has not been released. The president says it's time to get back to work.
After a quiet Christmas at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump promising to get back to work, touting his Make America Great Again agenda. This after repeatedly complaining that he's not getting the credit he deserves for his accomplishments.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. With 2017 winding down, Americans are trying to figure out what the new tax cuts package will mean for them next year. Marginal tax brackets have been rolled back with the expectation of a little more money and being the average paycheck starting in February. But there will be other impacts in the new law.
One of the few tax deductions corporations lost could affect millions of their workers. Companies will no longer be able to deduct payments to employees for commuter and parking benefits. Individuals' pre-tax accounts for transit and parking remain However, bike commuters lose the up to $20 a month in subsidy. Next year and beyond, you won't be able to deduct from your taxes what you pay someone to prepare your taxes. If you get divorced next year and beyond, alimony will no longer be deductible, and moving expenses for a job, that's out. Bob Costantini, Washington.
There's a rare special session of the Montgomery County Council today as lawmakers hope to change the law to allow county residents time to prepay their 2018 property taxes.
The tax bill just signed into law necessitated this, says Montgomery County Council President Hans Reimer.
Next year, thanks to the tax legislation that just was signed by the president, people who live in Maryland are going to lose deductions for state and local taxes.
So if they prepay them before the end of the year,
this would enable you to keep your property tax deduction for one more year, and that would reduce your taxable income.
There's still lots of questions to be answered about how this will all work and if the IRS will even accept it, but
the impact it would have on county residents just really outweighs all other concerns.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's going to be a busy day at the malls today, and especially at the return counters at stores. Phil Zipperman is with the D.C. Attorney General's office.
People have to be aware that there's no law that exists generally that require merchants to take your goods back if you're not satisfied with them. And so the first thing you should always do is find out if the store you're dealing with has an actual refund policy.
And Zipperman says you should be prepared for long lines today. A man's facing hit-and-run charges in St. Mary's County, Maryland, after a truck ran into a horse and buggy last night. A person in the buggy was seriously injured. The horse was killed. United Airlines has apologized to a passenger who accused the airline of giving her first-class seat to Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. An airline spokeswoman says United's internal systems show that the passenger, Jean Marie Simon, canceled her December 18th seat from Houston to Washington after a weather delay. Simon says no, she never canceled, and she says Jackson Lee was given her seat without her consent or knowledge. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24/7.